Howdy, and welcome to another episode of the Mind Your Fitness podcast with me, your host, Thomas James Fowler, aka the Fitness and Mindset Coach. So, have you ever wondered, right, why you're not losing weight? Because I know a lot of people that sort of I work with all say the same sort of things. Like they've tried everything. They've tried every workout, they've tried every diet, they've tried sucking the right third toe of an orangutan, sitting upside down whilst balancing on Boris Johnson's head. Like, they have tried what they deem as everything. But majority of the time, you're just getting in your own way. You're putting so much stress and pressure on yourself to appease what a scale says. Like, it's ridiculous. The amount you weigh isn't necessarily an indication of being a functional, healthy human being. And that's something that I can't ever stress enough to people. Oh, hello, Frankie. That's the pooch. Just because, you know, most sort of slimming groups or most fads, this, that and the other, it's always based on the weight of a scale. Like, don't get me wrong, it has its time, it has its place. If you want to sort of work out your calorie intake, yeah, you're going to need to know how much you weigh so you can calculate your macros, your macronutrients. And for that instance, yeah, that's fine. But then don't beat yourself up because the scales have increased. Like, people are weighing themselves every flipping day. Like, that's ridiculous. It's always going to be up and down every single time. If you do have to weigh yourself, do it once a week. And then at the end of the end of the month, so 4 weeks as an example, just take the average. Because, you know, especially for females, your weight is always going to fluctuate. Because hormones, like, that's a huge, huge, huge impact on your weight and your stress. So get out of your own way. Are you actually stopping yourself from living a healthier, well-balanced lifestyle just by piss-assing around with what a scale says and then comparing yourself to these dickheads that you see on social media? Now, I know that probably comes across quite rude or negative, but we do. We compare ourselves just way too much. Way too much. So, yeah, get out of your own way. Take back control of what you eat. And if you don't know what to eat and sort of healthier, balanced foods to give you a better, well-rounded lifestyle, then the best thing I could do, and is to recommend for you, is to get in touch. Ping me an email, mindyourfitness1@outlook.com or info@mindyourfitness.co.uk. Check out the website, mindyourfitness.co.uk. Complete the inquiry form. I'll help you. My mission is to help you live a healthier, balanced life. And obviously we do that by using and looking at the core four. It's the mindset, nutrition, sleep, and then the physical fitness. Get all three of those, Get all four of those in a line. Get them sorted. Get them squared away. And you'll be absolutely staggered with just how much progress you'll make. Let's just connect. Let's get you sorted. Frankie's licking too. Yeah, you good girl. For now, peace.